Welcome to the Success is My Religion podcast, the podcast where we study success from the perspective of African Americans and people of color like a religion. I am your host, Michael Taylor, also known as the Success Engineer. I am a life coach and creator of the Work Hard philosophy for individual achievement and the founder of the Work Hard movement. Enjoy this episode. Welcome to another episode of the Success is My Religion podcast. I am here with none other than the Michael Jordan of Zumba, as I like to call her, Angie Brush. Is that how you say your name? Last name?
Brush.
Brush.
Yeah, like a hairbrush, just not spelled the same.
Brush. Right. I didn't know that. See, I only know people by their first name, so I'm like, oh, I didn't even know how to pronounce that.
Fair enough. But it's okay.
She is the Michael Jordan of Zumba in my eyes. She is the one that got me all the way into group fitness and into Zumba. So I wanted to have her on the podcast just to pay homage to her, because she pretty much started my career and started my understanding into entrepreneurship as well. And so welcome, Angie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell me why you how you got started, and like, what's your background, like education, and how you got started into group fitness?
Sure. Well, pretty much for me, I've always been an athlete growing up, so I've always been an active person. So I like to use the little analogy, like I'm like a little Jack Russell in an apartment. Like, I've got to have something to do. So I've always been active. It's not good for me to sit still. So I've always been involved with doing stuff. And then as I, you know, got older, I started teaching like swimming lessons, stuff like that, which led me, when I went to college, I started taking group fitness classes as something extra to do with my roommate. And it was the old school step classes back in the day, you know, 20 some mm-hmm. years ago. And you just, you know, you get caught with the bug. And so you enjoy the whole atmosphere of it and how it makes you feel. And it just went from there. Whenever I got my degree at Northwest in biology and health education. So I came down to Kansas City and got my first job at 24-hour fitness, and I was working front desk and stuff there. And one of the girls came up to me one day and was like, hey, I need help with an aqua class. I had actually taken that in college, and I'm like, sure, I'll mm-hmm. help out. And we went from there, and it just snowballed. So I've taught pretty much everything under the sun that you can think of. So yeah, it's been a journey for sure. Yeah.
A journey, like right out of college, you just started, like, yeah. How long have you been doing or teaching? And
I've been teaching over 17 years.
Woo!
In some capacity. Yeah. So it's just, for me, it's just the love of being able to share what I enjoy with other people and, mm-hmm. and see that joy on their face. That's what, I guess, if you know, everybody talks about what's your why, there's my why. It really has little to do with me, but it's I'm able to share what I enjoy and what gifts I think I've been given to others, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. I think you're a testament to that too, from taking classes. I watched you come into class, you know, and, you know, everybody comes in, they start kind of in the back because they're unsure, and they slowly work their way up to that front row. And then you came all the way up to the front. And, you know, you were like my co-teacher with a bunch of other ones for a long time. And then,
yeah.
And then here you went off on your own. So it is such a, it's a joy to see that process. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In people. Yeah.
And that's a testament to like your leadership and, just the, like, you don't have to really say that you're a leader, but you lead people in that direction and encourage people into that direction, because you, out of your class, you got like a whole bunch of people
Oh, at one
that.
point, shoot, when we were at 24, there was like 26 people that ended up getting certified just out of class.
26?
Yeah. At one point, I was like, okay, this, each individual person, I'm like, okay, remember she went and got certified. She went and got certified. Yeah.
At the 26 people, I didn't even know it was that much.
We had a band
Golly.
back then, I
Man, because
Yeah.
I came in around probably like your 7, 8 year mark, because like I've been participating since like 2010.
Yeah,
So just like what got me is that like I like schedule, I like structure. So when I graduated with my master's degree in 2009, and when I was like, man, I'm out of shape. I'm up here at 24 Hour Fitness, and these 19, 18, 19-year-old kids are talking noise and beating me in basketball. I was like, I've been playing for longer than they've been alive almost. And I was like, I need to get back in shape faster than what we was doing in college. Because what we was doing in college was just lifting heavy weights. Like we weren't doing like endurance and stamina type stuff. So I was just doing what I knew. And then my cousin actually, I had her introduce me to group fitness because like I was gonna be the only male in there. And I didn't want to feel out of place. And I was just like, I'll just ask her to go. And she went with me one time, and then she was like, and that one time I was like, all right, this is what I got to do. And then I started going on a regular basis, and then you stopped me one day and was like, hey, you should come to our Zumba class, we have a lot of fun. And I was like, man, Zumba, I can't even dance. In my head I was like, I can't even dance. And that's why I started in the back, for real, because I was like, I ain't about to mess up in front of all these ladies. Not in front of the ladies like that. I can't dance. I can't do nothing. Like if you would ask my college friends, they were like, this dude can't dance. They don't even understand that I teach Zumba now because I couldn't dance back then. But once I got into group fitness, I was like, oh, I know what time I'm going. I
Yeah,
know what
it
time
became like a
I'm gonna
scheduled
leave.
deal.
Yes, and then like I can focus my intensity in that hour, in that 2 hours, or in that 3 hours some of the time. Because then you got the variety. Then I didn't have to think about
Think
what I
right.
was doing every time I walked into the gym. It's like somebody had it there for me. I just had to follow along and use my pick up the intensity.
Yeah, well, that's one of the beautiful things about group fitness, that I think is that you don't have to. A lot of people go into the gym and they're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. You don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? You come into a class, you just leave everything at that door and you just kind of do as you're told and enjoy. So it takes a lot of the
And some
guesswork
people
out for
get
people.
scared or intimidated by like the group atmosphere. Speak on that just a little bit, because some people, like when it's their first time, because I try to get people to humble themselves when they come into a group fitness class, especially like a weights class. Like go ahead and do a lightweight for the first couple times, understand the moves and all that stuff. But just walking in that first time, kind of walk people through what you should look for, or because I talk about it all the time, but nobody listen to me, I don't think.
Do they ever listen to the instructor's shoes?
But we try hard. We try hard.
Well, and you have to think about that. Anything brand new, regardless of what it is, we all come into it with that unknown and that fear of the unknown. And, we don't want to look silly or we don't want to fail at something. So that's a concept just across the board, let alone group fitness. So usually what I like to do when someone's brand new, especially when it comes to like a Zumba class, one, because that seems to be a bigger avenue of I'm gonna look stupid. Or silly in front of people, like I can't dance or I can't this. That's not what it's about. I think you've heard me say this in my classes for years, the biggest thing is just to have a good time. And nobody cares about what you look like, whether you get the steps right or wrong. The point is that you come in and you enjoy yourself. You're moving, you're doing something. It's all about, we're just trying to get you to move, right? And that's my biggest thing when it comes to anything with group fitness and health and all that. We just want to get you to move. That's the first step. Just move. We'll
Just
take it from there.
move.
We'll build from there, whatever it needs to be. And I had a master trainer years ago tell me, and it still sticks with me to this day, that when you come in as the instructor to teach a class, you have to, one, be over and above what you want the participants to be, so that they feel comfortable enough just to come up halfway. So, like, whether it's a Zumba class, or shoot, back in the day when I taught the cardio striptease class, I mean, that's one nobody wants to walk into and be like, "Ooh, no." So, if I can make fun of myself and humble myself and be above and beyond and silly, and they can laugh at me, it brings that intimidation factor down and be like, "Oh, this ain't so bad." And then they start to come out of their shell, and then they'll be able to enjoy themselves. And so you kind of have to take on that responsibility as the instructor to, you got to be more than what you're asking the people to be. It ain't inspiring to have a coach as an athlete or an instructor in a class come up and say, "You really need to work and you need to push it, and you need to push that," when I'm not doing it myself. So I got to be what I'm asking and then some. So.
And I know, so now, like, I teach like 8, 9 classes a week, but they're all like pretty much cardio classes. And my little, like, I still have the stamina and the endurance and all that, but my body doesn't look as like it used to when I was participating. And I kept telling people, I was like, as an instructor, we are focusing on the participant more than we're focusing on ourselves. So it's different. And when I don't, I haven't been focusing on myself for a long time, just in that teaching. And I was like, you're seeing what that looks like. Because yeah, I can do everything, and I can, but to really be able to just focus without having to instruct another person is a difference. So like, I've started doing my home workouts, and I do like little Pilates and resistance band workouts. And I'm not saying anything. I'm having an instructor teach me. I'm just following, and like, I'm seeing results in the first week. You know what I mean? And I was like, that's the difference between instructing and then being a
Oh,
participant.
100%.
And
Well, it's funny.
because I'm over here feeling it. I'm doing like all these classes, but I'm still looking chunky.
Well, and you'll have, other instructors come into class and be like, "It's just nice to be able to take a class versus happen to teach it." I have people, come up and say that all the time. And shoot, when you teach, like you said, 9 classes a week, that's kind of hard to do, but it really is a different perspective to go in and not have to think about what's coming next, what I got to cue next, who I have to correct, how I have to this. You just come in and focus and do you. It is a completely different mindset for sure.
And then as far as success is concerned, so I started like right towards the end of the Great Recession, right? I was working at a elementary school. It took me a long time to get that elementary school job. Like, I'm talking like right on, like, I started group fitness as a structure element, because I had always been structured. I was like, let me go back to let me recreate the environment that I was in college, where I was a student athlete involved in organization and, a leader on campus as a resident assistant. So I was like, let me add these elements back into my lifestyle, because all I was doing was going to work and going home. I was like, that is, after 7 years of doing it of my life, I was like, this ain't gonna work for me. I got too many hours left in the day of nothing. I'm sitting there playing video games or something. And so the process for me was like,
hey, I'm gonna add some structure to my life. And I know there's people out there with kids and different things like circumstances that don't allow them to have that structure. But could talk about like the consistency that you have to just get anywhere. Like you being an instructor for 17 years, like how much is that is consistency? Like because I'm
Oh, I can tell you right now.
at
I mean,
gyms.
with this whole pandemic, right? Having that structure of, okay, I know Monday I teach these classes, Tuesday, I mean, you're just set in that routine of regardless, you get up, you go, you do, you teach. You don't have that right now. So for me, it's really difficult. Like for that first couple of weeks when the gyms all closed and we couldn't do anything, I was like, I'm lost, you know, like. My structure is gone. I no longer have those set classes. What do I do with myself? So it became that, okay, like you said, you kind of got to go back to the drawing board. Okay, now I have to build structure back into this new normal. I'm going to get up. I'm going to structure. Well, I would normally teach class at this time. So guess what I'm doing? I'm doing class for myself. I'm going to teach myself. So I keep that for keep that structure within my day. 'Cause yeah, it's all about consistency, regardless of what it is we're trying to do in our life, whatever our goal is, it's all about consistency. Because
And then that consistency will build on the progression of you being successful in whatever you do.
absolutely.
So when I came in and started doing Zumba for the first time, I was terrible. Like I said earlier, I can't dance. But I consistently kept going and kept it was the challenge for me to see if I could do it. And that's what really hooked me. If I see it. It's women up there. Is she up there doing? I was like, I can figure it out if I come a lot. And I just started coming and I was like, it was a challenge that I set in my own mind that I'm gonna learn this stuff
No
no
matter
matter
what,
what. And then I slowly started creeping up to the front. I was like, I can't see. It's 50 people in there. Like I tried my hardest to get 50 people in my classes. I'm like, I'm gonna get there one day,
yeah,
but it hasn't happened yet,
it'll
but
happen, don't worry. It'll happen.
it also opens doors to me. So for me, I didn't understand entrepreneurship. Like I was, kind of coached throughout life to you just go to school and get a job, right? But when I saw group fitness and then went and got my certification and started learning about how women are making their own businesses out of teaching Zumba classes and all of that stuff, like that opened up a whole realm for me, which led me into understanding that hey, I don't have to rely on a job just to accomplish what I want to accomplish. So it kind of opened up new areas of thinking. And once you try new things and you open up your mind to the possibilities, like you don't know where that's going to take you.
Yeah, there's a lot that
And
comes out of group fitness that people don't realize. You know, you the people that you meet, the things that you learn, just we are one of those hidden gems, I think, you know.
And why is it like talk about like how many people that you know? Because I tell people all the time, I'm like, I know people all over the place. Like because of group fitness and just because of being a participant. And if people don't understand that, I'm like, I don't know. I just know people because
Well, it like you said, it
of
opens the
that.
door for everybody to come into a place as one. You know, it's like for me, I grew up in a small town, so there wasn't a whole lot of diversity growing up. When I come down, you know, when I moved to Kansas City and I started teaching all these classes, like you meet people I didn't grow up with, you know, and different cultures. And I remember a couple of the few classes when I was teaching, you know, when I first started meeting all of you guys, when Amara came in and Namitha came in, like I got to meet people from different cultures. And I was like, oh, I really enjoy that. And for me, I was like, I want to share that with everybody else. because maybe they hadn't experienced those things. And for me, I was like, I want to learn. You know, I'm trying to be a student of life. Teach me some things I don't know. I want to keep myself open to learning things and experiencing things. And so I remember we had Amara come in and teach some Polynesian and Namitha come in and teach him some Indian stuff and we'd share it. And those were some of the most favorite songs and stuff that we did in class. It's just being able to bring everybody in as one. We all family up in this room, you know, and
And that's what we like as a society, I think we need to get to is just celebrating other cultures. And it's not just one way of doing things. And that's a lot of what gets us is that we get stuck in our ways and we just have that openness. And I was like, shoot, let's do it. If this is what you do, let me learn it too. Like, you come up here, show me what you
Well, and I
got.
think, you know, that I think that's probably one of the most successful things, at least in, you know, our Zumba classes that we had, was the fact that we just celebrate everybody. You know, at the end of the day, we all just want to be accepted for who we are, what we are, and to have that celebrated by everybody in class, why not? Why
Why
not?
not? Because I came in as the athlete out of nowhere, just no women in there. It was me, Chris, and Dominic, you know what I mean? And all the guys was out there looking at me. Every time I walk out, they were like, "You, how you do all that stuff?" And you know, you in there with all the women, and I'm like, I'm in there trying to work out. I'm in there trying to get my fitness on." And people would tease me. Guys would tease me when I was playing basketball. That was so when I would leave, like the three classes, I would go downstairs, and if I would get in a game, get in the next game, because I was still warm, I would play basketball after I would do those classes. And like people would tease me, like, "Oh, you up there shaking your thing,"
You
but they
don't
didn't
go.
understand that I did more than just Zumba. I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's what you see, but I'm doing these other two classes before that's still helping out with my weight training and my like cardio and all of that stuff." And that was one of the things that, and I was in the best shape of my life after those 3 years. I was just doing
Yeah.
it. Couldn't nobody stop me on the court. Could like because I had that mindset. And I tell people all the time, like, if you can do go all out for one or two classes in a row, like you can't tell me that you can't play in a basketball game and give your whole heart or give everything you got in that 1 hour that you play basketball. And I was doing three classes, and then I was going down and playing basketball for an hour or so, because if I won, I would stay on. Like, I was like, I ain't going home until I lose, you know.
Yeah, you guys did Triple Threat Tuesdays, right? Three classes in a
Yeah,
row.
and I did like 2 days every day, and then in the summertime I would do morning and afternoon. It was crazy. And then when I left, all right, so three after those 3 years, and when I went to work at Avila, I started doing like Sunday morning, because Avila's by Ward Parkway. So I would do Sunday mornings, Janine's class, and then another class. She taught both of those classes in the morning. So Pio and something else. And then I would go in the afternoon to Leslie's cycle class and Jill's Zumba. And then I would go play in a basketball game after that every Sunday. And then come Monday, I would go right back to doing two more classes that
You got
night,
bit by the bug.
and
That's
just
what happens.
continue my week.
I said you
What'd you
get bit
say?
by that bug, and that's what happens.
Hey, man, I started seeing the results. I was like, I don't ever want to go back. Those results was crazy. So how do you stay healthy? And because I know you had some injuries. I've had injuries that and we and I, but I never see you like just not teach for a long period of time.
Well, a lot of times you just try to have to we just teach through it, you know. But the biggest thing is that you got to make sure that you're taking that time for yourself, because just like we tell people in class, you got to make sure you have those rest days to recover, to repair, all that kind of stuff, because there is that thing of overtraining, and we as instructors, we tend to do more of that, do as I say, not as I do. Because the majority, you don't want them, taking 9, 12, 14 classes a week. But that's just what we do because that's our job. And like you said earlier, we may be teaching that many classes a week, but that don't necessarily mean we're in the best shape of our life, because there's a difference between teaching and doing. So if I was taking that many classes a week without any rest, there's where you're going to get those injuries. And so you have to make sure that you're taking that time for your body to give it the rest that it needs, the fuel that it needs. You got to take care of it, because this is your, this is your vehicle. If you don't give maintenance on it, it ain't gonna last you very
The
long.
only
So
one you got.
cool, you come out of the gate hot, you teaching 14 classes a week, but if you ain't taking care of it, ain't gonna last long. So you got to keep that aspect in mind too.
I tend to push people a little bit. I'd be like, "Hey, look," because I like there's and the reason why I love group fitness is because the all I had to do was follow, and then the workouts change consistently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like every 4 weeks or whatever, as a part of like group power or body pump or whatever, it'll change. So that consistency, and then I can see the progression. That's what I really teach. I'm like, just come weekly and see your progression, and then once you get the progress or the basics down, then you can add on to like the weights and stuff like that. Because I have a routine now that in when I do lifting classes, I'll stay with the same weight. If they change the season or whatever, and start over, I'll move my weight all the way back down so that I can learn the new routine. Then I'll start adding more weight on. So then it shocks the
Oh,
body,
absolutely.
and you can still see the progression throughout.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a lot of ways when I would teach, especially strength classes, is like, we get those new releases for your branded classes that last about what, 9, 12 weeks, whatever it is. And again, you start back over with that new routine, those new drills and those lifting things. And for me, I'm like, I want to use this first, say these first couple of weeks, we're just going to learn it, get down good alignment, good form and good technique, spend the time doing that. We're going to get it down. The next couple of weeks, we're going to add some weight to that. And then the next last few weeks that we're going to hold on to this, I want you to max it out. Let's see what we can really do. Because if I'm constantly changing, how am I going to know what I'm progressing to? You know what I mean? If I'm changing up my
Because
squat routine all the time,
those
I
weight
can't really see all. I started here, but I ended up here. So I think, and again, this, in my opinion, and what I've seen throughout classes in the years, if you can't see that progression, it's hard to stay motivated in a class.
And we don't stay long enough to see the progression, because if we go into one class a week or whatever, like you may not see the progression
Right.
that fast. You know what I mean? So, the consistency and like self-discipline to put it in your schedule, that's the key to success. If you put it in your schedule, and you say, no matter what, I'm gonna go to Monday, Wednesday,
Oh,
Friday.
absolutely.
These are the things that I'm gonna do. And it helped me kind of balance out things. So I knew I was gonna be in at the gym from this time to this time. So I knew what I needed to schedule around that. And if I didn't never have kids, but you got kids to deal with, and I know instructors have kids and other people have kids, so you have to plug that in your time, and then you have to understand what goes around that and how you're going to execute. So it filters out into the rest of your life with just plugging it in your schedule of Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What does that
Right.
look like? And then I go about my business of this is what it looks like. If I have a child, I need childcare. Do they have childcare at the gym? You know, and this is the whole process that helped me out in college and after college, because like I needed that structure. I don't know how anybody else would deal with just not having structure. I can deal with not having like with the spontaneity within the like my work 8 to 4, like spontaneity and it changing all the time. I can do that, but if it comes to like I need to stay 8 more hours, extra hours and stuff like that, that's what I don't like. Like, let me get it all done within this 8 hours, and whatever comes in that 8 hours,
Right.
I'm good. But I need to have my me time, and I need to do my gym time too, because it all plays a part.
Yeah. Gosh, I remember how many people would be like, "No, I can't. This is my Zumba time. You ain't messing with my Zumba time."
Exactly. And it'd be at 7:30 at night. And man, I'm telling you, lined up out the door. If you don't know, like when I say the Michael Jordan of Zumba, we had to take tickets from they had to give out because it was it max capacity
It was
was
60,
50 in
yeah.
there or something, 51. Yeah. So they had to give out tickets to stay under the fire safety codes. And people just lined up out. We had to, if you was taking the class before, you had to leave like 10 minutes before that
To
class
get a
ended, go
ticket.
down and get a ticket and come back up and finish the workout, because they wouldn't let you stay in. They would make everybody leave the room and then come back in that line. So, but I'm
Y'all was
telling you,
crazy.
I don't know any class. Yeah, I don't know any. I've never seen any other class be like that. Like, I don't know. You've been to on the cruise, haven't you? The Zumba cruise or
I've been to
convention. You went
several
to the convention.
conventions, so it's crazy. Like, I think it's one of those where when people feel, that whole cheers concept, people know my name, they feel accepted, they feel safe to be who they are. Like, for me, I always wanted to create that atmosphere of you walk in this door, leave it all outside, you're safe to be who you are, dance how you want to dance, be what you want to be, and it's okay. And being able to just for that hour, whatever your day was, if it was a rough day, whatever, people came in and they just enjoyed themselves. Really, it was just something to see. And you were up front with me for several years just to see people have fun, and I think we need more of that in life, especially now. It's like we just got to be able to have that avenue to just let go of some of that stress and just feel for at least if it's an hour that, hey, it's okay. It is okay.
It is okay. Everything's all right
Right.
within. Just for an hour, and that's it, cleared my mind. Like if I don't have like some kind of physical activity, then I'm just like it's so much
Yeah.
a part of me now. For the past 10 years, I've always been an athlete too, so for the past 10 years I had to fill that void somehow, you
Yeah.
know. And that community, the community that it built, like
Oh
you
yeah,
know,
there's so many
we
like,
know people.
friendships that you see come out of those things because people you get to learn who people are, and gosh, I don't know how many good 16, 20 of you, that we used to on the whim, hey, we're going here, we're doing that, and 20 of us would show up. Just because, hey, why not? Because we just enjoyed being around each other. We had that friendship with each other, and that all came just from being in class.
And I'm like really an introvert, so just me going through that process of going to get certified and being the only male in the 80 person certification besides Tony Witt. And just going through that process of like, and then I was still unsure of myself for a long time. So I just, and this is the success process that a lot of us don't take. So a lot of us won't take opportunities to start a business because of the early process of being unsure about ourselves and working through the kinks and working through our insecurities. And that opened me up to, hey, I can almost do anything. If I can learn how to dance, one, learn how to be consistent and pick up something that I didn't know how to do. Like I didn't know about counts, I didn't know about anything, but I learned that through watching somebody that was like the best that in my eyes. So I watched that process and I was like, ooh, I did it. I came this far. So hey, let me go ahead and take the next step because you know there was people in my ear or you guys
Do
they were like,
it.
hey, you can do this. Like,
Do
go get
it.
it. Yeah, do it. Do it. And like even now, like me doing a new venture as far as you know, being a life coach and going into speaking and doing all these different things that are totally out of the, I didn't get taught this. You still need those people in your ear, pushing you along your along the way. And my process from going from learning nothing to being there consistently, moving to the front row, to being the co-instructor for a while, then going to get certified, then being an instructor. And my classes started off with two, three in these big old rooms and stuff. And now I got 20 to 30 in most of my classes. So that process of success is, I mean, it's a long process, but you got to do it in everything that you do. You can't just start something and stop it and think that you're not going to be good at it. And I may not be
You
good
sure
at it, but
are.
people come to my class, so it makes me feel good. I look at myself on tape and I on when I record and I'm like, man, I don't do nothing special. But like I think it's because I don't have anybody in front of me. Like 'cause I'm like Michael Jordan for real. Like when the spotlights come on and the lights come on and there's people around me, like 'cause I notice when I have like when it's like a holiday or something and there's only like 10 or 15 people in there. It's different. Like my energy is different, but if I have those 30 plus people in there, I'm like, oh yeah,
It's a
we
whole new ball
rocking
game.
now. We having fun. So, is there anything success wise that you want to tell the people out there to get through this pandemic when we as we end this as far as
Well, as far as
workout,
a
what
workout goes,
how.
again, I think it all goes with our, we're talking about that consistency. Whatever it is, whether it's you're going to get up and say, hey, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to go for a walk outside, or I'm going to get online. You've got, there's several different things you can do online workout wise. Even if it's 15 minutes, that's something. That's again, it's about you just get up and do something consistently. And once you get that consistency in there, oh, okay, you start getting used to that. Well, it's every Monday, Wednesday. Well, how about Tuesday? I'm gonna squeeze a Tuesday in. I'm gonna do something different on a Tuesday or on a Thursday. And you just you get that consistency built in. Then you kind of start getting curious about, well, what about this? Let's try this. Step out of what you would normally do. This is a time, we got nothing but time on our hands at this point. So think about something you might want to do, but maybe have been too afraid to do. Try it. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah. Be
Be
open to learning
open.
something new because
Be open
you're
to the
sitting at home and it's
possibilities.
funny because my kids, they roll their eyes at me, because we do this whole homeschool thing and I'm like, look, every day we got a PE hour, y'all. We got PE every day. So, right. So
Every
bless their
day.
little hearts. They tolerate me, because they know how I am. I used to drag them to the gym all the time with me when they were little. And so they get their push-ups in every day. And I've made those two do stuff back from like way back in the day, like the 1980s 20-minute workout videos, you know, where the ladies are wearing the leotards and leg warmers, and bless my son, he's crying the whole time, but he's doing it. And then, you know,
Hey, look, hey, I guarantee you when they grow up, they're gonna have that itch in them too, and it's gonna come out into whatever they do. They're gonna be able to innovate whatever they are, wherever they're at, because of the stuff that you do with them now and what you've done with them over the years and what they've seen. And I talk to people like that all the time. I'm like, man, these kids are going to be
yeah.
innovators. So teach them everything that you know. They may not
You're
know
planting
it
the
now,
seed.
but it's something it, and you planting the seeds.
Absolutely.
You planting the seeds. Well, I appreciate you coming on here with me and talking about group fitness. I'm telling you, this is the Michael Jordan of Zumba. She got me into deep into group fitness, and now I have like a seven almost
Know.
10
Look
year
at you
career
go.
of group fitness.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Michael, for sure.
All right, I'll have you back for another episode
Absolutely.
later on then.
You too.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Success is My Religion podcast. Go ahead and hit that 5 stars and leave me a review. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Work Hard Movement.
I go hard. I won't lose. You won't lose. You won't lose. I'm